Weekly, we focus on the work of area organizations and individuals advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning, a great conversation to be had with Al Vandenberg, Ottawa County Administrator, about the Ottawa County Cultural Intelligence Committee. Joining the conversation, WGVU grant writer Steve Chappell, project director of WGVU's grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation in this area of racial equity. Al, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Steve, good morning to you.
Good morning, Shelley.
All right, take it away, Steve.
Good morning again, Shelley. Al Vandenberg, a pleasure to have you here. And to all of our listeners throughout the 13 counties we serve, we are honored and very dedicated to a grant project we are working on with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And through the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the racial equity area, we are partnering with a myriad of organizations really to hone in on and address inequities in our community, primarily for people of color across the board in employment, housing, economics, health disparities. We're trying to get a handle on how we can work together as a community to make this more equitable, more welcoming, more inviting for every resident. And on that note, again, we're very pleased that Al joins us to talk about things that are happening in Ottawa County.
We have questions to ask you. Get ready, Al.
All right.
Great place to start would be, why is Ottawa County involved with and in cultural intelligence work, if you can define that?
Sure, yes. It started really with a number of conversations, working on various projects with some of our community leaders, heads of our major employers and corporations, who consistently were talking about their concern regarding one of their biggest concerns is a global pipeline to talent in the future, and how important that is for them to remain healthy and vibrant and profitable in West Michigan and Ottawa County. And basically, what they talked about was some major concerns about some of the experiences new employees who are different than the cultural norm were having as they tried to assimilate into our culture in Ottawa County. And so as we talked about it, did some research, we decided that the cultural intelligence would be one of our four C's initiatives, along with communication, creativity, and customer service. And we really focused on the future prosperity of Ottawa County and removing barriers to that potential prosperity.
I'm going to throw a zinger. It seems counter to expectations of many, considering that maybe you're not a conservative. You're known as a conservative county. What's the value proposition for what you're doing?
Well, I think the value proposition is just that if we know that our major employers are seeing barriers that could make them move divisions or even their entire operation at some point in the future, and I'm not talking out of school. I'm just repeating what I've heard some of them say. Then I think we start today to remove some of those future bad things from happening and maintaining such a positive environment. I mean, Ottawa County is a leader in the state in job creation. We, at different times in the past year, have had the lowest unemployment in the state. And we just really want to keep the good things going economically. And as part of that, too, don't want to get mired down in arguments about blame, shame, and guilt. Because for us, we have a very positive present. We have a very positive future, and there's a number of areas, and this is the one we're talking about today, where we need to be working on removing future barriers before they limit us.
Steve?
Al, we were talking a little bit before we went on air about both of our ties to Holland, Michigan, and Ottawa County in particular. The mission statement of the Cultural Intelligence Committee is promoting a culturally diverse environment where all employees, residents, and visitors are valued and welcomed. And, being a white male myself and part Dutch, I had the opportunity to experience Holland, Michigan, starting in 1974. And why is it that sometimes a person of color in particular doesn't feel entirely welcomed or embraced or understood in a community like Holland, Michigan, or many other communities that are spread out across the country with demographics like Holland, Michigan?
Well, I think it has to do with a concept of, unintentional bias, unconscious bias. I think that, we're all kind of programmed a certain way from the time we're born, whether it be through the media and other assumptions that we make about people. And I think that I don't view our area as having a lot of bigoted people. In fact, we probably have less than most if you look around the world. But I think with unintentional bias, what can happen is a judgment is made in a billionth of a second in your brain. I've read a numerous studies. I mentioned a couple of those just very quickly, but there was one where CEOs were, I think, 30% more likely to hire a female when references of gender were blacked out of the application materials. Mm-hmm. Another one where a black law student got many more responses to a resume when the name on the cover letter was John T. Meyer instead of Tyrone J. Meyer. And so what happened in the sorting process, in a billionth of a second, we make a judgment call, and that doesn't mean that we would discriminate against that person because, you know, they're well represented in the resumes, but it's what happens in the split second where we make these decisions. And we can work around these things, and we can fix a lot of this.
And you were talking about a new computer program or an approach
So we started doing this. It's called Race Blind Hiring. And so what we would do, we had a staff member that was actually blacking out any reference to race or gender or age, and so that you would only be looking at qualifications. Well, thankfully, as we upgrade our HR software capability, now we can do that automatically. We only did it with a few processes because if you get 200-300 applications, that can be fairly tedious and time-consuming to do.
Yes. Al, again, Ottawa County, you representing cultural intelligence work. Can I ask what your plan of attack is for dealing with the issue?
Well, we're going to get to a point where we need a full-time employee, a department director employee with some administrative staff to actually lead this work in the county. I think our committee is doing a great job led by Raina Masco, but we're getting to a point where for us to make more progress, we're just going to need more manpower applied, more expertise. And we'd also like to ultimately share that with our local units of government as well when we get that up and running. I've talked to a number of foundations. I think there's some interest in us putting in a proposal to at least help pay for it in a sense where, you know, maybe more upfront comes from foundations and we put in some and then our amount increases and then in a few years we're paying for the whole thing. So we hope to get that done. We hope to complete our review of departmental policies, procedures to test them for unintentional bias. So that's another big thing. We also need to develop a plan of attack, kind of our own racial equity scorecard and our own plan for how we're going to attack these issues in the future.
Well, our hat is off to you and your group for the efforts that you're making in Holland. And because, as you well know, Holland is home to many ethnicities, cultures, people from all walks of life that all deserve the same opportunities to be welcomed as citizens. And speaking of Raina Masco, she has a question for you.
Okay.
She would like to know, what are the next big steps being taken in this initiative?
Well, and I think it's simply bringing on staff to actually do the work and then developing a racial equity plan, but then also continuing our review. We want to make sure that as a county that we're welcoming and open and representative of our population. Our workforce is representative of our diverse population, but not at the management level. And so I think we need to be more intentional as we go into the future of making sure that we remove any invisible barriers that we might not even know about that would prevent that from happening. So I think those are the three big things. And then also Raina and the committee are doing great work reaching out to the community. We're building good partnerships. We have a diversity forum we hold each year. In fact, it's coming up soon. And so I think that we're, you know, just continue the progress and build the relationships and make sure that we're staffed appropriately in order to do the work.
So community outreach, looks like you'll analyze your policies, procedures for this unintentional bias as well?
Yes, absolutely. And we have been. We started that, but it's really slow work because we don't have a full-time staff dedicated to that. And so I think that will be an addition that will allow us to do that. And now I worked for Kent County before Ottawa, and they've had a full-time staff person, maybe not doing this exact work, but being a cultural intelligence type position for that organization. So
Are there ways that organizations within, now you focus on Holland or all of Ottawa County?
All of Ottawa County. And so Holland is very different from Grand Haven, which is very different from Coopersville, which is very different than the Georgetown-Jenison area. You know, we live in four quadrants in many ways in Ottawa County because we don't have that huge central city like Kent County is Grand Rapids and Jackson County is Jackson. You look around the state, more of the urbanized areas do have a dominant central city. We really don't.
Are there opportunities for organizations or individuals to step forward either to learn more about your work or get involved, volunteer?
Yes, we do have the Diversity Forum. We also have a website. We basically are reaching out and attending functions of, for example, LAUP and different minority groups in Ottawa County. We spent time volunteering one Sunday at a migrant farm and got to know how all that works. So we're trying to reach out and build the ties and the relationships that will allow us to. In fact, at our diversity forum, we involve business leaders who are actually working in this area. University Grand Valley spoke at last year's forum. And so we've been able, I think, to help raise the level of understanding and learning about what are all the major organizations doing about this. And we like to think at Ottawa County, our efforts are a circle, and that everybody's efforts together are like a concentric circle, and those will bump into each other over time, and that's when we'll see a cultural change. And again, I don't want to say our culture is awesome. We've gotten some great things done, but culture is the kind of thing that evolves. It doesn't just stay stagnant. And so that's why we have to, I think, guide that growth and make sure that we grow in the area where we'll be most prosperous in the future.
Ready for your final question, Steve.
Well, if we wanted to learn more about the work of the Cultural Intelligence Committee throughout Ottawa County, where would our listeners look?
I would start by going to myottawa.org. That's miottawa.org. And look for the Cultural Intelligence Committee page on the website. And that has a pretty good accounting of articles that have been written about what we're doing, some of the activities we do. That'd be a good place to go.
Right. And you have ties with the governor of the state of Michigan.
Well, the governor's appointed me to a couple different commissions, but the one I'm on right now is the Lead Elimination and Children Commission.
So hopefully the work that you're doing and your group is doing in Ottawa County will be noticed on a statewide level, and hopefully other counties can learn from it.
Yeah, I think it has been. I've been a speaker in Lansing, I think, three times now at major statewide-type functions to talk about our cultural intelligence work, and then once in Chicago as well. We are the first county this side of the Mississippi to join the Government Alliance for Race and Equity, which is a national group that's formed to kind of look at governmental policy in this area and how it can be, and they have a whole ton of tools available and training that's available. And Grand Rapids has joined, and I think Kent County is considering it now. So, yeah, there's a lot happening.
Thank you.
Thank you both, Al Vandenberg on behalf of Ottawa County, Steve Chappell, WGVU grant writer, doing great things, this weekly opportunity to share, bring individuals on advancing inclusion and equity in our community. Have a good day, gentlemen. Thank you.
You too. Thank you very much.